Well, we're more than halfway through this year's state legislative session, and on the phone with a look at where we are so far, I've Summit and Wasatch County Senator Ron Winterton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much. So have you been zooming in, or are you going up to the Hill mostly?
No, we've been in person on the Hill all session.
Okay.
And they test us every day, and so we feel very safe in what we're doing and how we're conducting ourselves. So it's great to be here in person.
Yeah. Well, let's start with your Senate Bill 187, a bill that would allow local education agencies, known as LEAs, the ability to enforce or not enforce masks on campus. The bill was in committee yesterday and then received a favorable recommendation after a substitution said that the LEAs have to consult with the governor, the Department of Health, or a local health department before they decide to enforce masks or not. So we're finally starting to see a decrease in cases. Why let up now?
We're not. This is not an intent to let up. The background of this bill is that this was drafted last summer for one of the special sessions. We feel like that the local elected officials, your school board, your county executives, they should be in the room helping make these decisions, where it's been on a state level. Most of us have not had a say in it. The legislature has not. We were not. Our first meeting with our governor and the state health department was in November, and they kept saying that the legislature's in on this. No, leadership might have been, and so we just feel that it's important that your local communities know best what's going on there. And so this is no attempt to try to sidetrack anybody or to put anybody at risk, saying that the discussions need to happen with our local officials from the state level down to them. If there's an executive order, a public health order that is issued, they need to consult with those being affected. Most of the times I'd get a phone call and somebody would tell me about an executive order, which I had not a clue had happened. And that's not right. I mean, I'm here to represent the people, and if we don't have input in it, I don't think that's fair representation. So this bill did go into committee. We substituted it after talking with the Utah Medical Association. They wanted a change in the language. We did that, and they came on board and said, we'll support this 100%. Going into the committee, I didn't know I thought there'd be a lot of people upset over this bill. But the intent is that we want locals to have input and a say in this, not just dictated to. So it came out of committee with favorable recommendations. Actually, a couple of committee members said that I didn't go far enough with this. So it was a surprise to me.
Well, Summit County was, I think, the first county to enforce masks. The mask mandate, however, met with some reluctance in Wasatch County, both areas still in the high level of transmission index. So have you heard anything from Summit and Wasatch County officials or health departments about the bill?
I have not talked to them for over a week. I told them that this was out there, but I didn't know how fast it'd go through the system. So I did talk to a couple of the small school districts in the Senate district. I talked to Tabiona School, and I talked to Daggett Superintendent. And, you know, for them, they have a hard time wondering why they have to be so strict with it when they have not been affected as drastically as the big school districts. And so, you know, that's where this bill comes into play, is that they took precautions, but then the state said, no, your face shields is not going to be good enough. You're going to mask up and that. And I know those in Wasatch, they had gone out and bought the shields also, only to find out that they wasted their money because the state changed course and said that wouldn't be adequate. So I will reach out to the superintendents and get their input on it.
Okay.
Before I get onto the floor next week with this in the Senate.
Well, it'd be interesting also to look at maybe our cold and flu, what that looks like. You know, it's maybe not just a COVID transmission, but maybe our kids are just healthier overall. So who knows? That would be interesting to look at. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
The Utah Film Economic Incentive, Senate Bill 167, this received a favorable recommendation from the Senate Economic Development Workforce Services Committee. If approved, it would raise the state economic incentives, or the tax credits, from about $6.8 million up to $15 million. Like tourism, we know if for every dollar we spend, we get many dollars in return, given the spending and the increased tax dollars. So it sounds like this is kind of a no-brainer. Are you meeting any resistance?
I have had some opposition. I actually presented this on the Senate floor, and the comments and everything. We've got a lot of naysayers out there. I thought it was a no-brainer too. So I've got it circled. We met in caucus yesterday. I asked the Senate members that were there, what can I do to this bill that you'll accept it? So I've got a substitute to introduce today, which will drop that $15 million down to $10 million. The reason being is that they said the state doesn't have a lot of money for ongoing projects, that this would be capped against all of the other needs that we have. So that was probably the breaking point. And so I've revised it to $10 million, which would require the difference between what we're getting at $6.7 million up to the $10 million. So I'm asking for one-time money to bring that up to $10 million. And then we'll study it throughout the summer. Because as you said, it's a no-brainer, but we don't have all of the facts and figures that we can back it up and say, here's the economic indicators that say we get 14 to 1 back on our dollar. We can't back that up. And so that's going to give us time to work this year to do that. But I'm very encouraged that we can get this to get back to where we were, plus a little bit more, moving forward this next year, and then I'll be committed to try to make something more permanent next year.
Yeah. During committee, you said that you had proposed a similar bill last year. Had that passed, would there have been the chance that the production of Yellowstone wouldn't have moved from Park City to Montana?
Well, we could have had the conversation and to see what it was going to take to get him to stay. But by the time I was alerted to this, they had made their decision and was going forward. So we did talk to Paramount Studios, the film company, and they had a couple of what they said was offshoots from Yellowstone that they wanted to bring here if we could get this bill through. And so, again, I'm very encouraged that we're going in the right direction. If we can get this done, then we can authorize the Office of Economic Development to go out and talk to them and see if they can't make something happen for us.
All right. You're also the floor sponsor for some House bills. One of those is the House Concurrent Resolution 3 regarding Native American mascots and equality in public. This failed the House floor earlier this week, 45 to 27. Most Republicans voted no on this. So why did you decide to sponsor it on the Senate floor?
Well, the main sponsor out of the House came and asked me about it. And I think the reason being is because we have the Ute Reservation out in the eastern part of the district. And I had reached out to them to ask them what they thought about it. They were kind of taking a neutral position on it. And that's one thing, my relationship with them, I don't want to rock the boat or hurt that. And so I'm going to stay neutral on this. They said that, they hate people putting words into their mouth or thinking that they can't stand up for themselves. And the bill on itself had good intentions in that. But, it's a dead topic now that the House didn't pass it out. So I guess we'll see if it moves forward next year. And I'll reach back out to the Ute Tribe for further clarification, to see if they want to pursue this at all. But they were not involved in this resolution. nor consulted. So that's why I guess I'm neutral, but I was asked to run it. I told them I would if it made it to the Senate.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to ask you about another bill, because I have just another minute left here, Senate Bill 129, the Real Property Recording Amendments. It hasn't been added to a committee meeting schedule yet, and it provides the requirements for a legal description of real property in a document that's recorded with a county recorder. So why is this needed?
Well, in Utah, we have what you call split estates. And so you have the surface property rights, and then you have the mineral property rights. So there's two different deeds that go with properties. And when you have split estate, when the surface is sold, sometimes those owners will retain the minerals. So the new owner only owns the surface. And when you don't clarify the minerals that these companies are leasing in that, and they just go and put a blanket filing on it, it clouds the rest of the section of minerals. And the companies have been doing an excellent job up to this point, but all of a sudden we had some new employees, actors come and being lazy. And so the need from this was a request from a couple of the recorders out there in the basin that we're seeing a lot of documents coming in to be recorded, which was not very specific. And they wanted me to clear that up. This bill right now, that group is meeting today trying to get clarification on that bill, and we'll see where it goes. Chances are that this one's not going to have enough time to get through both committee hearings and heard on both floors. So it might be pushed to an interim committee to study and to work out those details, but there's been a lot of interest and input from those that have any dealings with deeds, and there are some things that need to be cleaned up in the code, but our attempt was just to clarify when you record a mineral deed, you need to specify where it is.
Okay. I'm out of time. Thanks so much for your time, though, Senator.
Well, thank you.
That's Senator Ron Winterton.